Josiah and Ellie.
Hit 96.9.
Last night, the finale of The Bachelorette, I think Australia's hearts collectively broke.
Oh.
For poor old Todd.
Do you have to play that music?
I feel like I do, just because it was that sad. Like, we're all feeling it.
Don't hang up on us, mate.
I mean, I don't want to make it harder, but we do have Todd on the phone right now. Are these violins killing you, mate?
Oh, it's so much more emotional with the backing music, isn't it? Oh, God.
Well, I figure if The Bachelorette can do it, they've got, like, a whole symphony orchestra backing up your pain. I feel like we have to as well, you know?
It's just that music, you know, when you first step out of the car, it's just, it's gut-wrenching.
Yeah. I was going to say, if they took away all the music off the Bachelorette, would it be as emotional?
It'd just be me sobbing and wailing pretty much.
Oh,
nothing wrong with that, mate.
Yeah,
can I just say, and I've said this before to past people that come off the show, it's a win-win for you, because if you won the show, you get Ali. When you don't, you're the most famous single man in Australia right now.
Oh, it's overwhelming the amount of support I've gotten, and I'm so bloody thankful.
I'm not going to lie, Todd. I was watching it with my housemate last night, who is in a very happy relationship, and she was watching it saying, if Todd's the next Bachelor, I swear to God, I'm dumping Benny and I am going on the season. So you've got her hooked.
Oh, boyfriends all over Australia. I'm so sorry.
If you did get asked to be the next Bachelor, would you consider it?
I'm being asked a lot by people, and I'm warming to the idea, but I just need some time. Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. So how are you now? Obviously filming wrapped a couple of months ago. So you've had time to kind of deal with it personally. Now that it's out in the public, how are you feeling? Are you still heartbroken?
Well, I think Maddie J described it the best. You fall in love again watching it. And you know, I did shed a tear last night watching that scene again, because I'll never forget that line, you know, there's something missing.
That's full. I totally understand that. It's like an ex. When they're out of your life, you forget about them. Mm-hmm. But then once they make an appearance somehow, you might bump into them in the street. All those emotions come flooding back, don't they?
Yeah, the memories on Facebook pop up.
Exactly.
Todd, can I ask, Instagram, have you been DM'd by a million single girls?
Yeah, a lot of people have messaged me a lot of support, but yeah, it's more so, I think people really related to the heartbreak, and you know, we've all been through it. So, I'm just glad I could, you know, go on national TV, talk about my feelings, and I hope that gives blokes the courage to do the same.
Toddy, do you understand the stick Ali gets? Because she seems to get a bit online. Is she, you fell in love with her. Is she an amazing girl?
Oh, she's unbelievable. And I made the conscious decision not to, I guess, look into things before meeting her. And yeah, I just don't understand it. I mean, I'll never have any ill feeling towards her. She's just incredible.
Has she contacted you at all since it all wrapped up?
No, she hasn't. But you know, I think she's a bit restricted in that regard. But I've maintained a really strong friendship with Tate, and you know, he's let me know she sends her best wishes.
Speaking of Tate, I just saw some photos this morning of you two papped together, allegedly in Fiji airport. They're saying that their relationship's already over and you're both meant to be in Fiji filming Bachelor in Paradise. Talk to us about that. You're obviously not, because you're talking to us now, unless you're in Fiji. Bula to you.
Bula. No, so we were offered the chance to kind of get away for the weekend before such a insane week. And obviously free holiday, we jumped at it, and it was a good chance for us to catch up and, yeah, work on the tan.
Yeah. All right, okay. If that's what they're telling us, we'll believe it.
Would you go on Batch in Paradise, though, if you were asked?
Not right now. You know, like I said, I just need a bit of time. It's not an easy one to get over, especially on in a public sphere.
Yeah, of course. Everyone's seen your heartbreak. Heartbreak's hard enough as it is when you're going through it privately without the whole country watching.
Oh, you tell us, Ellie.
Yeah, trust me. I've been through it, buddy. You and me are just heartbroken sisters, brothers.
Oh, we'll get through it. We'll get through it.
Exactly. Hey, you on Tinder? That helped me, I tell you what.
No, I'm definitely not. I think the whole dating on national TV and those amazing dates I've been on has really, you know, my expectations pretty high. So
yeah. I know whoever you date next, they're like, where's my helicopter, Todd?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Where's my 1,000 candles?
Seriously, give me another rose.
It's all right. It's a fire ban at the moment. You're fine. You can get away with no candles.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God. All right. Well, we hope that your road to recovery goes well, Todd. We all felt for you last night. If it's any consolation, Australia has fallen in love with you, even if Ali hasn't.
Oh, you guys are incredible. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good on you, Todd.
Do you know, know what? We'll get rid of the sad violins and instead let's finish on. Pump you up, Toddy.
Come on.
Yes.
Here he is. He's up. And just remember, you're the most famous single man in Australia, Toddy.
Exactly.
Oh, my head's going to explode, guys.
Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, guys.